Dakota County Board of Equalization meeting Tuesday, February 17, 2015 at 3:01 p.m. and Dakota County Board of Commissioners meeting Tuesday, February 17, 2015 at 3:02 p.m.
We call the Board of Equalization meeting in order. Would you please stand and join me with the Pledge of Allegiance?
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
A current copy of the Open Meeting Act is posted on the south wall near to the entrance of this room and is available for review by all citizens in attendance. Court roll, please.
Tony?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
Dick?
Yes.
Bill?
Yes.
Call for a motion to nominate the elect board member for the 2015, Board of Equalization Chair. So,
I would nominate Commissioner Bousquet. Cast unanimous ballot and make a motion that nominations cease for chairman.
I'll second that.
Motions carry. Elect.
You're welcome.
Commissioner Bousquet to the chair of the Board of Equalization. Court roll, please.
Scott?
Yes.
Rick?
Guess so.
Dick?
Yes.
Bill?
Yes.
Tony?
Yes. We need a motion to nominate to the position of vice chair for the Board of Equalization, too.
I'll nominate Bill Rohde and make a motion to cast a unanimous ballot.
I'll second it. Motions as area, the motion is that nomination is presented by Commissioner Bousquet and seconded by myself to appoint Bill Rohde as vice chair for the Board of Equalization. Call roll, please.
Rick?
Yes.
Dick?
Yes.
Bill?
Yes.
Tony?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Thank you.
Rick?
Thank you.
You're the man.
Okay, we're going to do a call to order of the Board of Equalization. I'll need a roll call.
Rick?
Yes.
Dick?
Yes.
Bill?
Yes.
Tony?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
As we stated, there's a copy of the Open Meeting Act near the entrance. I'll need approval of the minutes of the October 13th, 2014 meeting.
So moved.
Got a motion by Scott Love.
Seconded.
Second by Tony Gomez. We'll call roll, please.
Bill?
Yes.
Tony?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Rick?
Okay, we're going to open a
Rick?
Public... Yes.
Dick?
Yeah.
Sorry. We're going to open a public hearing to consider a motor vehicle tax exemption application filed by the Nebraska Community Action Partnership, Inc. for the County Board of Equalization to exempt a 2002 Chevrolet Ventura van, VIN number. The van is used in transportation of staff to and from meetings and transporting staff to monitor program sites for the Head Start program. I'm going to start this hearing by opening it up for comments in favor of approving this exemption. Anybody want to talk in favor of this motor vehicle exemption? Okay, we'll move on. In opposition, I would be opposed to this exemption. Anyone in neutral comment? There being none, I will close this public hearing for the exemption of a tax application for the Community Action Partnership. Now, need a motion by the board to approve.
I'll make that motion.
I got a motion by Bill Rohde and a second by Dick McCann to approve the exemption. You call roll, please, Sheree.
Tony?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
Dick?
Yes.
Bill?
Yes.
Okay, Jeff Curry, County Assessor, to report on Form 451A, exemption application for a tax exemption on real and personal property that has been applied for a qualifying organizations who applied for tax exemption in 2012. This is the last year of the four-year cycle for these organizations to be exempt. In 2016, new applications must be filed. Yes.
Thank you. I put a handout here in front of everybody. Hopefully you guys got it. So, just like Mr. Biscay just said, this is still going to not be one of our four-year cycle things, so it's a reaffirmation, so we don't need any commitment from the board on anything today. This is just informational. The 451As, we had 45 organizations apply for a total of 83 requests. 55 of those requests were for religious, 23 are charitable, and 5 are educational purposes. The only thing we have of note, we had 2 folks who have been on the cycle not apply yet, and we have not been able to reach out and contact them. The Highway Inc. and Homer has not applied yet, and the First Baptist Church, I think it's on West 5th Street in South Sioux, has not applied yet. So, as of now, they will, if they do apply, they will receive the penalty. They have until June 30th to actually apply. If they don't apply by June 30th, then they go on back under the tax roll for this year.
What's the penalty, Jeff? Yeah.
It is, for both of these guys, it would be $100. There's not enough value there for it to be a change.
Right.
And then 2 other items of note. We're going to have, for our BOE for the meeting on March 2nd, we had 1 new applicant, which is a 451, which the Board of Equalization does have to rule on. That one is going to be, if I get the handle right here, Primera Iglesia Bautista Hispana de South Sioux. And they bought that land on G Street from Ho-Chunk, and I think their intent is to build a church there. So I believe my recommendation is going to be exempt for that, but the board will have to rule on that. And I think we're going to be scheduled for March 2nd on that one. And then we have another one that will be scheduled for your March 16th meeting, and that is the Oblate Apostles. They have 2 properties. The second one they're actually purchasing on contract. We just found out they do not own it. Ownership's like the first thing you have to have to get the exemption. So they did get an exemption last year, but we're going to have a board ruling on whether or not we want to do it again this year. It'll be based on ownership. So we're going to have to hear that. I think it's March 16th. We have to get it out into the paper 10 days before we can do anything and give them a chance to come in and represent. So we'll have 2 more meetings, 1 for a new 451, and then 1, there's going to be one that'll probably be contested, and that's for the Oblate Apostles. Other than that, it's the same group as last year.
Okay.
Any questions? All right. Thank you.
Thanks, Jeff.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Do we need to take action on that?
Well, we need to take action on that.
Okay, we're going to move on to the South Sioux City Housing Agency. The County Board of Equalization will consider approving a correction of the assessment and tax rolls and whether to refund real estate taxes paid to South Sioux City Housing Agency, which they paid on 4/9/13, 8/14/13, 6/11/14, and 6/16/14, and 8/13/14, amounting to the total of $2,166.20. I'm going to open that up for discussion. Jeff or Bob or on this refund?
Sorry about your lot.
This is a jungle over here, guys. Yeah, that was a that's been going on for a couple of years now, actually. They are exempt. We actually did find there were two resolutions at the city of South Sioux passed. That one was late 80s. One of them was early 90s. It took about two different sets of attorney firms for the housing agency to find them. And Wayne Boyd worked with Tyler Tagus in Kim's office, and he confirmed it. So we just recently actually got them to go on the exempt list. What they had to have is, it's not a permissive. Those guys needed to qualify as their own political subdivision. And in order for that to happen, either the county or the city of South Sioux would have had to pass a resolution. So we've been waiting for them to prove that they have a resolution.
Okay.
And they have. They've been around a long time, but they just recently purchased property.
Okay.
Which is why it became an issue.
All right.
So your recommendation is to grant the
refund? Yep, they are. And they have been since, I would say, officially 91.
All right. Any other questions for Jeff there? Okay, we'll need a motion to do this correction.
And I would move to refund the South Sioux City Housing Agency the 216620.
Got a motion by Bill Rohde.
Second it.
Second by Tony Gomez. Sheree, would you call roll?
Tony?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
Dick?
Yes.
Bill?
Yes.
Okay, we'll move on to mail and emergency business. Is there any? Any public comment on any of these actions that we took? There being none, I'll adjourn the Board of Equalization and I'll turn it over to Chairman Gomez.
Thank you, Rick. Call that Board of Commissioners meeting in order. Call roll, please.
Tony?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
Dick?
Yes.
Bill?
Yes.
A current copy of the Open Meeting Act is posted on the west wall near to the entrance of the County Board Meeting Room and is available for review by all citizens in attendance. Consent agenda items. Approval of the previous minutes, February 2nd, 2015. Approval of the payroll claims. Approval of the accounts payable claims. Approval of the fiscal report. The accounts payable and the claims, Commissioner Scott and myself went through each one of them, and everything seems to be normal. And so approval of fiscal report, approval of EAP agreement renewal with the Mercy Business held from March 1st, 2015 to March 1st, 2016 to the same rate in terms. Approval of the joint memorandum agreement regarding joint county fair activities between the Dakota County Agriculture Society, Inc. and the Thurston County Agriculture Society, Inc. and entitled to adopt all terms and conditions. That's the consent agenda items.
I'll make a motion to approve the consent agenda items from A to F.
I'll second it, Tony.
Move it by Commissioner Buscan, second by Commissioner Law. Call roll, please.
Scott?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
Dick?
Yeah.
Bill?
Yes.
Tony?
Yes. I'm going to open a public hearing for the purpose of giving citizens the opportunity to offer support, opposition, or make neutral comments regarding Dakota County making application to the Nebraska Department of Agriculture to designate it the livestock-friendly county. So, anybody in support of this project, livestock, in support?
I'll just Lori. Make a quick comment. Lori Warner with South Sioux City Chamber of Commerce. Previously, when I was in Beatrice, I was on the Ag Committee, and we did this process where we became livestock friendly there as well. And I can say that I would greatly see this a benefit to Dakota County and for us to move forward with making this a livestock friendly community.
Thank you, Lori.
You're welcome.
Anybody else in support of this?
Yeah. City of South Sioux City.
Could you come in front so that they're being records, please, Phil? Sorry about that.
Kelly Flynn.
Thank you, Phil.
East 29th Street. On behalf of the city of South Sioux City, we would want to support this in favor of the agriculture.
Thank you, Phil. Anybody else in support of this agriculture? Anybody to oppose this I would call it your event. Anybody have any neutral comments? Go ahead, Kevin.
My name is Kevin Connacht. I just wanted to bring it to the board's attention of a bill in the legislature that was introduced by Senator Shills of Western Nebraska. This has to do directly with the livestock-friendly designation. The proposal is to offer some grant funding as it relates to two aspects of the livestock-friendly designation. Counties could apply for one source of funding is strategic planning. The other source is for infrastructure development. So two components there. The strategic planning would be up to $15,000, and the development infrastructure development funds could potentially be up to half of the fund, but in no case more than $200,000. So the first component is for planning, for finding sites, for analyzing feasibility, those types of things. The second part of it is for roads, bridges, infrastructure, those types of things. So right now it's sitting in the committee, so I guess I would want to make the board aware of it, to do a little bit of research, and to possibly contact the Agriculture Committee or your senator and Senator Shill's office with your thoughts on support potentially for this.
For this project.
Chairman Gomez, I think it would be appropriate for the county to draft a letter in support of this bill and send it to our local senators.
Sure.
And all the commissioners to sign it.
Definitely. I think it's a good idea. So we need to make take an action on this, or we just need to send a letter?
It's not on the agenda.
It's not on the agenda. Due to the fact that we don't have an agenda, we will have ready for the next meeting. Is that okay, Rick?
As long as we get it there before the bill's put out there.
It's in committee right now. It has not been designated as a priority bill, so it's just been referred to the committee. So in all likelihood, there's a little bit of time.
Okay.
So we're going to have time that one more meeting and get it on that agenda?
Right.
Okay.
If it is enough time, so we just go ahead and put it on the next agenda.
And there's nothing saying that a person couldn't draft his own letter in support of this livestock-friendly and send it off to your state senators also?
I think that's a good idea.
Yeah, so.
You both call them.
Yeah. Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks, Kevin.
Thank you. Kevin. Anybody else in neutral? If it isn't, we'll close this open hearing, and it's closed. So now we're to item B on the agenda. Approved resolution 15C-006 declaring in commitment to the nature of support in the livestock sector in Dakota County.
I will make a motion that to approve resolution 15C-008 declaring the commitment to the nature and support of livestock friendly in Dakota County.
I'll second that.
Moved by Chair Busquet, seconded by McNear. Call roll, please.
Rick?
Yes.
Dick?
Yes.
Bill?
Yes.
Tony?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Motion carried. Item C, Don Favre, please.
That time of year.
I know. I don't look at Don. He's got a better hair than I do, doesn't he?
No. Yeah, so bald is beautiful.
I know. It isn't so. I'm just looking for secretarial support, actually.
Yeah, all right.
Hopefully, I didn't get mine out. Let me double check.
Maybe that's the one we want.
Yeah.
Huh?
It's all secrets in it.
I got it.
Profit margins.
Yeah.
Thank you. Lack thereof.
Good afternoon. I am Don Faber from Three Rivers Benefit Corporation, and
I'm your secretary. Robert Rapp.
Associate Robert Rapp, and we're here to talk to you about this year's plan, how it came out, and to ask for the renewal. I want to kind of clarify our remarks today by telling you that over the past years we've been doing this, you've had some really good years where you saved some money, and you've had some really bad years where you actually did save a little money because the carrier was the one that that paid for the big claims. This was not a good year. Okay, you had five claimants that were in the spec, which means you hit the carrier pretty hard again this year. So that translates to an increase, just so you're aware. It's not horrendous, but the reality is that when you get those kind of spec claims, it's not a good thing. So let's go to the very first page with the graphs. I'm talking about the year-to-date aggregate loss ratio, and it shows 72%. I've highlighted it. What's a good ratio? A good ratio is 80%, and this is better, but this does not include the spec claims, okay? This is what you pay. This does not include the spec claims, and I'll show you how that comes out in here in a little bit. You know, your average cost was $716 for employee and $1707 for family this year, which is high, higher than it's been, but you can see those numbers to the left of that graph there. If you go to the next page, this will show you what happens when you take the spec claims and add those back in. If you look at the aggregate loss ratio, now it's up to 82%, so it's over the optimum. You can see the $98,000 above that. That's the amount that you are under your maximum, okay? Mm-hmm. So even though you're having a bad year, you're still on the plus side of the maximum cost. You have to, as of to date, never hit the maximum cost, which is very nice. Because max cost is kind of equivalent to an insurance premium. When you send it away, it's gone. When you don't have to spend it, you retain it. If you look at the highlighted $99,000 in the red numbers, that's what the carrier paid for those spec claims. Okay, and I think the premium was like $112,000, so they didn't do very well. What you really want to see is them paying the claims and then or them not having to pay claims, and then your rates don't go up. The rest of these reports, just in the next few pages, really just kind of talk about an executive overview, and I really don't want to take the time to go through those, but I will make an offer to each and every one of you that if you want to at any given time, we'll be glad to sit down and go through them in great detail. The entire renewal and the entire reporting is basically skewed by those five claimants, so there's nothing out of the ordinary except for that. So go to the tab that's marked number one, if you will. This is kind of an interesting scenario. It shows that the 42% of your claims fell into the 30 to 39 age group, which is very unusual. The next highest is the 60 to 69, and that would be more of an expected. But again, because of the way the claims came out this year, the reporting will be skewed. And when they get skewed like that, there's not a lot we can glean out of it in terms of things that you might want to do. The rest of those are just behind that are just charts showing that. And then I'd like you to go to the next one called Tab 2, because this really will tell you where the money went. And it does it by both graphs and by dollar numbers. But Welldyne would be your prescriptions, okay? And that is pretty standard. That usually comes out on top of all groups overall. And then you can see the Siouxland Surgery Center, followed by St. Luke's, by the Nebraska Medical Center, and then Family Health Care, Siouxland, and Mercy. So you can kind of see that's divided up on where the dollars were spent in terms of your claims. The next chart behind that is really the top 10 procedure analysis. And again, the drugs come out number one. But it just shows, and there's nothing of a surprise here, the operating room expenses, ambulatory expenses, medical, surgical, those are going to be the high ones. They always are. And then the doctor's visits come in after that. So this kind of breaks it down and shows you a little bit about where those dollars went. The following one after that is the diagnosis analysis, and I'll let you look at that. I'm not going to go over that. Again, these are where all the big dollars went by the diagnoses, and So, again, any questions, I would prefer that we might address that in a non-board setting. The rest is more, again, preventable condition summary, and there's nothing we can tell on that because of, again, the way that's skewed. But for the Section 3, this is good news. This is your dental, your self-funded dental. The highlighted in yellow basically show that you have a $23.46 cost per month for single and a $62.11 cost per family. The average fully insured plan right now for singles runs in the $35 to $37 range, and the families run about $98 to $108. So, again, that's a very good cost savings for you.
So the dental is not affected by you?
No, the dental,
separately, right?
Yeah, there is no stop loss, Tony, for dental because the stop loss has a limited amount of benefit.
Okay.
Okay, it's capped. So that's really the stop loss on dental. In fact, it only has so much. So the magic comes in Section Tab 4. This is the far left is your current contract that you're under. And we went to about 20 carriers and then whittled them down to these. The ones that are the columns after the third column, all of those were contenders, and none of those have really good pricing options. What I want to show you is the column to the far left is where you are today, your annual fixed cost at $155,000. The renewal goes to $175,000, okay? And that again is directly as a result of the fact that that you had those five claimants, and these are most likely ongoing claims because that's what drives these rates up. Okay. If you look at the third column, you can see that's down to $161,000. So you could actually reduce that. But the difference between that and the rate renewal is that that's for a $40,000 specific deductible, as opposed to a $35,000.
That's what we got right now.
You have $35,000 specific deductible. So basically, you'd be taking on an additional $5,000, maybe with a $16,000 savings, and it's not, in my mind, worth it because you've already got five big claimants, so that could be wiped out in a heartbeat. You're better off to stay where you are for the time being. For those of you who've been around a while, remember we had some horrendous years when there were some huge, huge claims. And then it turned around, and that's what happens in a stop loss environment. You have 5 years. 1 year is so good you wonder why you have insurance. 1 year is a train wreck, and the other three are somewhere in the middle. And so this is pretty typical. I want to go to the numbers highlighted in red because basically what that amounts to is the bottom number in red shows the annual total fixed cost plus the attachment. Now, the attachment is basically the amount that they're saying that if you have that in claims, the insurance company will pick up everything over and above that. Okay, that's the number you've never hit. Okay, so if you look at it, it was 736, it goes to 831. I'm not too worried about that. You've never hit it yet, and I don't think you're going to this year either. If you get out of the bottom line in blue, those numbers are the annual fixed cost plus the attachment point at 80%. Remember we talked about 80% loss ratio? That's what the expectation is. That's where they expect you're going to be. So given that, you're really looking at about a $20,000 guaranteed increase for this year. The claims are going to be what they're going to be. And we hope that they're not going to, we're pretty sure they're not going to hit that maximum because now they've stretched that a little bit more. But you've never hit it yet, so there's very little likelihood that you're going to. We went through this rather fast, so I want to make sure we answer any of the questions. But these were the best, the incumbent is the best plan that we've got. It's the best for the dollars. As you can see, some of the rest of them get pretty high. But understand, your fixed costs are the only things you know you're going to spend because the claims could be up, they could be down. We know they're going to be some, but the reality is we don't know what that's going to be. And they're going to be the same regardless of the fixed cost. So that's kind of where we are. We think that you're better off to go ahead and renew. You've got U.S. benefits with American National Life of Texas with the $35,000 specific. And remember, you also have a $30,000 aggregating specific. Okay? which in turn means that after you've paid claims of $35,000 for an individual, you're going to pay the next $30,000 on either that individual or anybody else that has claims over $35,000. That has saved you money in the past. Obviously, it didn't last year. Well, it did because they actually lower your rates by a little more than $30,000, so it's kind of a no-brainer. But some years you didn't spend it at all, and that's what we're hoping for. Those are the good things. So, questions?
So you suggestion will be to continue with the coverage that we have and with the deductible that we have. I mean, that's your suggestions.
That's the issue that's really up to the board. I was told you were going to continue with the same benefit plan, and so that's what we submitted. And
okay.
So if you decide at some point in time to change that benefit, we need to do it during an off cycle and as a discussion, because the carrier bases their rates on
sure.
they have to cover.
I understand that.
Okay.
So any question for Don?
You know, the past 4 or 6 years, we've come up with several wellness programs for employees.
Yep.
We thought until this year they were paying off. A lot of these are nothing to do with that. I understand that. But
yeah.
We'll continue that. I think it is a good program.
And I would support that. And if you remember when we talked about that years ago, I said, you know, there's no instant reward with health programs. There really isn't. Or wellness programs. But you want to do it because the 30-year-olds become the 50-year-olds, and that's when it pays off. And if you saw that your big majority of your claims were in the 30 to 39, again, at 20 years, and those people will be in the other category. So that's where it pays off. But there's no instant reward, but you stay at it. And some of these things can't be helped. They're just, you know, it's life. So we'd really like to ask for your approval to renew with U.S. Benefits and American National Life of Texas for the same best schedule of benefits and with these rates.
I think we have any choice, do we, at this point? Unless you guys are willing to give up half your commission, or your kind of cash flows for the county, we'll split that $20,000.
I wasn't just paying property taxes.
Here we go.
I did that already, didn't I?
Boy, that was a quick comeback.
She was here today, that's why. That's why I know that. So.
It's gotten clear, guys. What's the board wants to do?
Motion.
Yeah.
I'll make a motion to renew the 2014-15 stop loss contract renewal with our existing incumbent.
There you go.
With a
and
small increase.
And I'll second that.
Set the renewal contract by Commissioner Love and seconded by Commissioner Busquets. Call roll, please.
Dick?
Yes.
Bill?
Yes.
Tony?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Rich?
Yes.
Yeah, we've done well. We just a little bump in the road there.
Again, it's life. It happens.
Right.
Overall, the nice part of it is that the money you don't spend, you retain, and that's why you do this, as opposed to giving it to an insurance company who doesn't give it back. So, we thank you for your business. We sincerely appreciate
it.
Thanks for all you do.
Yep. If there's any claim problems, I know we run into those every once in a while. Make sure you get all of Don or our office. That's what we're here for.
Okay.
Right. Don't take it on yourself.
Thank you, Ron.
Yeah, Bill has a question for you down the road, so make sure you get Bill's cell phone number. He has a question for you.
Talk to Bill, will you? Thank you very much.
Thank you, guys. Thank you. We move down to...
concerned about you.
Item D. Approved resolution 15C-009 regarding the abandonment of the minimum maintenance road more or less 3,168 feet located west of the O Avenue, half mile south of 164th Street, and or 1 mile north of 180th, Section 8, Township 28, and Range 7E, Dakota County, Nebraska, and declare open conditions to the disposition of the ownership.
Well, we had an open hearing on this, and we had people that were here that were in that were for it, and some people that talked, and they weren't really against it. They had some issues. I think we touched on how we could help those people solve those problems, and I don't think anybody left here that was against closing the road. So I would make a motion to approve the abandonment of this minimum maintenance road.
Second.
It's moved and seconded to abandon this road. Call roll call, please.
Bill?
Yes.
Tony?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
Dick?
Yes.
Motion carried. Now, item E on the agenda. Lori Warner presents the CEO of South Sioux City at the Chamber of Commerce and CBD to do a check presentation to the School and Freedom Park at $25,000 for the convention visitors bureau and show the new CD book. Lori.
Well, just real quickly, because I know everybody's anxiously waiting for the $25,000 here, which is a nice chunk of change. But I just put in front of you our new 2015 Convention and Visitors Bureau book. And this, of course, promotes all of South Sioux City and Dakota County, as well as the Siouxland area. One of the big improvements that we made to this book, as you'll see in the middle, we have a redesigned map that really helps people to be able to get around the area better. And it's easier to read than our previous map had been in the previous guide. So that is one of the bigger improvements we made. Also, this is considered a relocation information as well. So people that are looking to relocate to the area, we have a relocation section in here, too, that helps them with what their needs are. So I just quick wanted to show you the new book and what it looks like. And then the most important part, of course, is giving the $25,000 away. And I'm going to let Brent address that. I'll grab the chunk here.
My name is Brent Rook. I'm the chairman of the Dakota County Convention and Visitors Bureau for this year, and very happy to provide $25,000 to the Siouxland Freedom Park. We
Can I stop for a minute? Can sure. Can you guys come over up front, all of you, Lori and all of you with the chat?
Any way we can do it camera friendly?
You can come over here.
Could you come up here all the way over? Right. Mike, can you come all way up here, Mike, please?
Oh, the camera's up there, and we can...
Yeah, put the cameras up there.
Oh, comes up there. Okay, yeah. Okay, that's fine.
And if we'd like to get the commissioners...
Yeah, that's a better idea, then. Okay.
If the commissioners could get in the picture, too, Tony.
Oh, okay. Come on, Mr. Wall.
Oh. Come on, guys. You're more important than me.
Yeah, you need to get up there.
Get right in there. We'll get all in there.
You guys hold it up a little higher. Higher.
Higher. Okay.
There you go. Not too high. We're not covering everyone. You don't want to miss their faces.
So we can cover some faces.
Yep.
Bring it down just a little bit, Brent.
There you go.
Okay, go ahead, Brent.
Okay, well, on behalf of the Dakota County Convention and Visitors Bureau, who we oversee the lodging tax dollars that come into Dakota County from people staying in our hotels, motels, campgrounds, etc., it's our very, very high honor to present the Siouxland Freedom Park with this check for $25,000 to go towards the Interpretive Center. This comes from our brick-and-mortar fund with the CVB, and you know, these are exactly the type of really great, worthwhile projects we look for to help promote tourism and people coming to visit Dakota County. So thank you very much for your project, and we know this will go be money well spent.
Well, thank you.
Just a quick word of thanks to Lori, Brent, all the members of the Convention and Visitors Bureau. I'll give you the capsule version. I gave a quick update to the organization about 2 weeks ago. We, at this point, are about $1.5 million short of getting the necessary funds to construct and complete the 12,000-square-foot Interpretive Center, which will be the last piece of Phase 1. And our organization exists solely to do that. We already have in place the wall, the flag, the parking lot, various improvements to the site, including the sprinkler system, to the tune of about $800,000 in cash. We've come a long way. We're pleased, by the way, and I know you're acutely aware, a lot of people don't realize that Siouxland Freedom Park is actually in the county. It is city-owned property, but it is in Dakota County. And we're pleased that you're continuing discussions with the city of South Sioux City about increasing access and making some cosmetic improvements, i.e. Foundry Road. The improvements made to Riverview Drive have given much better access to the site. We are beginning to see activities take place on a regular basis. It's appropriate that the Convention and Tourism Bureau has agreed to help us out, because when Siouxland Freedom Park is completed, it's going to be one of the major tourist attractions in this region, not just for Dakota County or South Sioux City, but for the entire area. And that's one of the things we set out to do at the very beginning. We're still committed to doing so. We thank you for your continuing support. Whatever the county can do to help us in an ongoing, continuing public-private partnership, we appreciate. And this contribution, and as Lori said, it is a nice chunk of change. It'll go a long way in helping us to realize our goal. So thank you very much, all of you.
Thanks for all you do.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you very much.
Laura, this is nice.
Oops,
nice booklet. Thank you.
Thank you, all of you, and it was a nice presentation and very, very good project. We continue with our meeting. Item F on the agenda, approval resolution 15C-010 in support of authorized the application of the Victim of Crime Act grant on the Dakota County Victim Assistance Program. Amber?
Come on down. Yeah,
come on, we need...
We need to see
you. Tell us what you know.
I thought it would be easy as the other resolution.
We just wanted to see your pretty face.
Oh, I don't know about that. Thank you. Under the program, I renew yearly the Victims of Crime Act grant, which fully funds the program at this point. Around this time, I will get the announcement for the Victims of Crime Act grant from the Nebraska Crime Commission. So I did a resolution per Joan's suggestion, which I thank her for. So I didn't know what information you need, or do I need to read this, or do you guys have any questions or concerns?
I think it's just normal formality every year. I know that at the LAC meeting we kind of talked about that we thought that she should bring it to each entity,
yep,
city, county, and just get the approval so she can,
right.
Yeah, pretty right. Simple.
And I'll be going to the city, I think, in the next 2 or 3 weeks to get their approval. You guys came first, so it kind of happened
perfect
that way. So.
Okay. Yeah. Any more questions for Emma?
Anything, Joan, from you? Any questions or anything?
No. We need a motion to...
Okay, I'll make a motion to resolution 15C-010 in support of authorizing the application for the Victims of Crime Act grant under Dakota County Victims Assistance Program. Second.
Motion by Commissioner Love and seconded by Commissioner Rory. Call roll, please.
Tony?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
Dick?
Yes.
Bill?
Yes. What's your theory?
Thanks, Amber.
Pepper, thank you.
Good job.
Your hard work. Thank you.
Good job. Freddie Fender.
Freddie Fender.
That is awesome.
Better than Flintstone.
Let's throw that one here.
That's true.
I've been called them all. So.
Now, you know, you look like you could get in one of those cars. Paddle your feet.
Abba dabba dabba doo.
You've never talked that way before, have you?
Right. Well, I...
There's also another one. All right.
We need that.
First to the 14th, 72 total road maintenance hours. 28 and a half overtime hours, tree removal 15, snow removal 334 and a half, garbage 6 hours, 335 tons of aggregate hauled, signs 4 hours, 3 signs, barricades 1, road concerns, grading, not away, civil way, gravel, not away, and civil way again, 200 in Jewel, Mills Beach, and South Bluff. Snow removal, 230th and Lake Avenue, at call-ins on all of them. With a thaw and freezing and thawing snow, been a little crazy for so much.
You know, I never thought in my life that I'd ever wish it would stay cold. Honest to God.
It did get muddy.
And when it started getting muddy, I'm thinking, oh, we, you know, this is the last thing we need right now.
It wasn't real bad. As you see, 300 tons of aggregate. It wasn't real bad, but spring isn't here yet either.
Right, though. Exactly. But
Frank, a question for you.
Yes, sir.
On this garbage pickup, What do you think that it cost us to do that project?
Just on a random basis, you usually have one pickup, two vehicles, or two employees. You're probably talking time and with a pickup and two employees, a couple hundred bucks. But we have also had where we've had four or five employees, a dump truck, loader, and a half a day, where it would run into thousands of dollars. Every, you know, if it's a few tires, we can throw in the back of a pickup truck, not bad. Because you know, there's couches.
On a year, ballpark, 30 grand?
A year?
Yeah, more than that.
If not more?
I wouldn't say more, but if you would like, the road department could keep track of individual time and equipment time, so we could put a price to it.
Mm-hmm.
That would be possible. It's not, you know, it's written down in your activity sheet. So
yeah,
if that's ever we have never done it before, but we can. That wouldn't be that big of a problem. We already write the hours down.
Mm-hmm. So. Kind of what I'm getting at is we had a meeting last night and we talked. Vern Fisher brought up this, and it was a respect thing, you know. And I think that we need to kind of get on board with that, because it's costing us 30 grand a year. People don't respect our county roads or ditches and keeping things cleaned up, picked up, riverfronts. And that all goes back to that we were in support of doing away with litter in Dakota County. So.
And that's without the damage to equipment. It's, you know, the individuals plus the county, you know,
yeah.
Like you said, mowers to planters to windrowers, whatever. The other thing is Leonard Gill was nice enough to give us, you know, free disposal if the county had to pick up that part of it would be much more.
Mm-hmm.
You know, part of the problem, you look at the legislative thing. The littering fines are from the 1970s yet. There's nothing, or $100 to litter. I mean, if they had some teeth in that deal where you could actually charge them what you think it should be worth, $500 or $1,000, I mean, that wouldn't be out of line.
No.
Somebody's got to pick this stuff up. We were
mowing a road ditch 2 years ago and took a $500 gearbox out over a rubber tire.
Yeah.
You know, you can't see them in the grass.
Yeah. You ruin a tire.
Yeah.
It happens all the time. And you can't see that stuff. It's too late.
You know, there was, I don't know what the cause was, but Doug and Jim Nelson were out mowing road ditches, and they got into something and ruined a tire, and we ended up paying for it. You remember that?
Yeah, that's right. But
I know enforcement is probably pretty hard to do. But
I'm sure.
I think that's where it all lies down to, is if, until they get caught in fine.
But you know, there's so many cameras anymore. For instance, down, you know, on the east side of South Sioux, I think that's all under surveillance. They had some litters down there about a year ago. Or
humiliated them on TV summer. A little bit?
Yeah, they had them on TV. You know, everything. So you can catch them, but, you know, even when you can, they need to put It's good fines. Higher different fines. Yeah, it's.
Well, out here on H Avenue, just below the substation. I don't know who it is. We farm that, and it's their tire dump, and there's no rims in them. And I bet you there's probably maybe 10 or 15 tires in there at any given time.
So, Rick, do you want Fred that keep track of manpower and equipment when he pick up garbage?
I just wanted to make a point. You know, I don't know. It would be nice. You know, I don't. Fred's got enough to do up there.
I know.
I just wanted to make a point of what it's costing the county for people littering. You know, it's not. It's costing the county taxpayers. It isn't costing the county board here. It's costing the county taxpayers.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. Okay. Any more questions for Fred? If it isn't,
thank you.
You
thank
can vote do we do we do? Item item B: approved and amended Dakota County Road Department utility right at way right away. Permit to allow for a form of resources for the construction project in the county right away when project is not restored or pre-reconstruction conditions. I hope you understand the whole sentence.
I understand the yabba-dabba-doo. Are you okay up there, Chuck?
I'm okay.
Are you getting him back for last night?
I don't know what awful hard I told you to tell. No, I haven't really, man.
So what do you guys want to do?
Kim, are you all right with this agreement?
Yeah, I just took some language that Tim Baxter had sent over and added it in paragraph 14.
Okay.
I don't know if that works for you, Fred, or...
I'm happy if you're
in. You okay with it?
You okay with it, Fred?
Yes.
Sure. So we need an option on this.
I'll make a motion to... adopt the right-of-way permit to allow for a form and recourse for construction projects on county right-of-way.
Second.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Biscay and second by Commissioner Love. Call roll, please.
Scott?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
Dick?
Yes.
Bill?
Yes.
Tony?
Yes. Before we go on to the Commissioner reports, committee reports, when I signed a claim for $400 for send some board members to the legislature today on the 25th of this month to Lincoln, who wants to go? You know, two people can go on the 25th of March to Lincoln to talk to the senators.
I'm going to be out of town.
They got to jump on the bus and ride down with
they're
everyone?
They're going to jump on the bus.
I'm not interested.
To
they're going to stop the Dairy Queen and have a nice
weekend. Well, that might change my that might change my decision making.
Well, the thing of it is, we spent $400 already, don't we? I'll be in Texas, so I wish I could be here. I'm going, but I've been going almost every year, so.
But I'd make a motion that Bill Rohde and Dick McCare go down on the bus.
That's a nice trip. No, it is a nice trip. I mean,
I'm just throwing you in the bus.
They're a queen on your way back, you know. And
I like it.
I would try to go.
You want to go?
Yeah.
You did go?
Nice.
Thank you. Thank you, guys. Okay. We got the money well spent then. Commission and committee reports.
LEC last week met with, of course, Amber, obviously, and she stopped in and did her victim's assistance. I know Chris and Chief Ford and Tracy Ellinger went up to Lamar's and they talked to a consulting guy about all the information, all the communications that's going to be upgraded over the next year or so. And they found a consultant up there that he was involved with the LEC communications back when it started 20 plus years ago and give him a really decent price to come in and be a consultant of, I think it was 24 grand, which roughly is about 3%, and a normal consultant, so I guess, is 7 to 8%. So it's going to be on our next agenda. We kind of talked about instead of meeting monthly, we're going to try to meet quarterly. We're looking into that, but for the most part, it was a simple meeting. But basically, it is about communications is what it was about. And I think, like I said, our next agenda, that guy's going to come down and talk to us about the cost.
That's good. And you reorganize the board, right?
Oh, yeah. I tried getting the godfather to take the chair position, the co-chair for the county, and he looked at me over his glasses like he does. He looked at me, and he said, this is my second meeting. I said, okay, I'll take it on.
So, you know who's the godfather.
Leonard Gill. If you can see him looking over his glasses.
Any more committee reports?
This isn't really a committee report, but we heard last night there's a bill being introduced this year, and it's basically, and I can't remember if Joan knows the number.
106.
That'll be 106, where the state can override the county and the county zoning on our issues, and I don't think we want that. I think that they will. We do the letter of support for the other bill. We also need to send a letter to the senator on this bill. We don't need that. We don't need them looking over our shoulder all the time. We can handle our own affairs up here.
Go ahead. Fire one. I was trying to get a hold of Bloomfield today, and this guy that John wanted, the one trying to pass it, but I couldn't get a hold of Senator Secretary.
Well, there's two things you can do. Yeah, the letter of support is a good idea, and also call the senator, you know.
Right.
Bill, and give them a call and tell them what you think about this bill. And I think you're right, Bill. It's not a good thing.
That 106?
The one of the state has the right to.
You want to oppose it.
Yes, absolutely.
And the one thing that NACO supports.
Yeah. We need to let NACO know that we're not happy.
We should call Larry and let him know that.
Yeah.
The reason why he said this was going to be probably done within a week. And I wonder, could a guy just sign a letter and put the name on it and mail it down?
We could do it individually.
Yeah, let's do it that way, because he said this was going to try to get done in a week last night. That's what Bloomfield told me.
We don't need that.
No,
we don't. You know, in talking with Governor Ricketts, he wants to reduce government interjecting in county business and stuff like that. And I would think he'd be opposed to this, so we need to kind of get on and see what he says about it. You know, he wants to reduce county or state government.
So what you're saying is that you wanted to send a letter to the senator?
We need to hit all of them with it.
If we want to do it as a group, that'll have to be on our next agenda.
Yeah, but that's going to be too late, I think.
I think it's important that we all call them, right?
I'm going to try to get a hold of this.
I didn't know it was coming up that soon.
Well, that's what he said last night. I talked to him after the meeting.
Okay. Let's do that.
I don't know if the House could do that or not. Same thing.
Any more board, committee reports? The Cardinal Connections, finally I make it, Mr. Staff.
Okay, hang on. One other thing on the committee report. I just want to point out that, not to beat the same drum as everybody was beating last night about the development that's looking at the east side of town, but Rick and I and Fred met with some city officials and then some school board members last Friday, and we definitely are going to be involved. I think Friday, is that right, Kelly, that we're getting? Yep, we're going to have another meeting. And
what time, Kelly?
10:30.
So 7 or so.
It was a good meeting. You know, everybody's kind of on the same page what wants to be done. So, but anyways, I just wanted to point that out, that we,
it's a good point.
We are definitely involved with it. So.
Okay, thank you, Scott. That's a good point.
I could wait till 10:30, as long as you could get me out of there by 11. But
you weren't trying to get
there. We're in trouble.
Thanks, Kelly, for your efforts on this.
Yeah,
it was good.
Good thing. Cardinal Connections. Like I say, I went to my first meeting. It was very interesting. I met people that I had not met before, you know, and they talk about what the cost for the kid to go to community college for 4 years, you know, and that was amazing, you know. It's $19,000 is what the cost to send your kid to the community college.
How much?
$19,000.
For a community college?
Yes.
For 4 years.
4 years.
Oh, okay. I was like, wow.
4 years, that's what I'm saying. Yeah,
I'm like,
four
I'm
years.
Getting ripped off and gone to Lincoln.
No, 4 years.
Also, they kind of like to see more people from the school, you know, the superintendent or somebody to represent the school with the group. They don't see the kind of participation on that. So that's the two items that I noticed they were discussed in that meeting. So I think it's a nice group, and I look forward to work with them. So that's my report. Any other reports?
Tony, Scott and I met with a dairy farmer that's going to be moving, that wants to move into our area. He's going to be building a 6,000 cow dairy, and it'll be on G Avenue, just what about 2.5 miles south. And he's going to dump approximately $30 million into this project. So that's going to be a big economic boost for the for the county, and you know it's a company.
Good.
So
good
news. I just
that's
thought
what we need
mention that.
It's good, Rick.
It's going to have a big impact on the area as far as for the farmers in that area. You know, he'll use a lot of feedstuffs and
fertilizer.
Fertilizer is going to mean, you know, he's going to have fertilizer that will offset some costs. So.
We're going to have to meet tonight with planning and zoning and see what they planning and zoning want to do. I'm pretty sure they go for it. You can talk to each one of them, and everybody's excited. So.
Well, and it's going to be, and it's also going to be a tax relief because he's going to pay a tremendous amount of taxes when he gets the structure in.
Yeah, when a guy comes into town and wants to invest $28 to $30 million, and the only thing he's asking is for the support of the county and a road. A decent road going to his establishment, and that's all he wants.
Yeah, we asked him if he wanted us to try some grants and things like that, and he said no. He said he wants to
invest it,
do it on his own nickel.
That's great. Great. We need to embrace all those business that like to come down North County. You know, I mean, this what a state. That's not even my report. You know, I mean, I don't care if it is 20 employees or 200 to 2,000. We need to look into it and. Any way that we can have them here, because when we gain jobs and you know, new jobs, you know, we gain money. Anyway, okay. Any more committee reports? Mail and emergency business. I don't think there's any public comment. Anybody from the public have any comments? Listen. Meeting adjourned.
Thank you, everyone.
Thanks.